Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of our series, Terpene Talk. To refresh your memories, or if you're new here, terpenes are what give your cannabis buds the wonderful smell, taste, crystal look, and they set up your entire experience on how you will feel while consuming any strain. So we know that there are many terpenes out there and we aren't covering them all. But so far, what we have talked about is linalool, limonene, myrcene, and caryophyllene, or Brannon, how you say it?
Caryophyllene.
Yes. And today we're going to finish our series with pinene and terpenylene.
Terpenylene. Wiki.
So let's dive in, Brannon.
Okay, guys. So starting off with terpenylene, this isn't one that you hear about often. It's not one that I really knew about. And I was like, this terpene sounds like the word terpene.
Yeah,
terpenylene, you know?
I just found out about it like 2 months ago, actually. So when you said that that's what you picked, I was like, I actually don't know anything about this. So we're about to find out together.
Put your listening ears on because this one, like I said, it's not one you hear often, which is why it's probably the least common terpene. It's also usually only present in small amounts, and it's not usually the most dominant. So terpenylene is known for an array of smells and not just one. So like most terpenes that we know, you know, like linalool has a lavender smell, you know, limonene is more lemon, and you know, yours today saw pinene, which is obviously piney. But this one, it has like an array of them, which is piney, floral, herbal, and a little citrusy, and it has more of an orange color whenever you see the bud. So a great way to describe the way that terpenylene tastes and smell is fresh.
Wow.
Which is, I think that's pretty like, it sounds like very simple, but yeah. Like most of the time you're like, oh, that smells cheesy. That smells earthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That smells like, I don't know, like not to say more musty because would you buy musty buds? But fresh is not always, you know, something you always describe it as.
But I like that.
Yeah, me too. Fresh Prince of Terpenylene.
Okay.
So anyways, like most terpenes, terpenylene it's not just unique to cannabis. You can also find it in lilacs, nutmeg, tea tree, apples, and cumin. And you will also find this one as an additive in cleaning products and soaps with its fresh scent. And also, it's known for having really uplifting effects, which is also why you like smoking Golden Goat, because Golden Goat is one of the strains that terpenylene is dominant in. Apparently, this terpene is rare. And like I was saying earlier, it's not known, you know, to be dominant.
That's crazy. I did not know it was in Golden Goat. That is my favorite strain, if you do or do not know. And that's a strain that I always say, it does not get me high. Like I've smoked so much of it and it doesn't get me high, but it makes me feel like awake.
It's a good headspace. Golden Goat is for sure.
It's like definitely mood boosting, but I can function. Like I've smoked probably 2 or 3 grams in probably an hour.
Yeah. You've smoked.
Sorry. Wow. I've smoked like 2 or 3 grams in probably an hour, but like I wasn't high. I just was like, okay, like let's do more. What else do we need to do? I just felt very like hungry, yes. but like motivated hungry. Yeah. And that's how I always feel. And I just am ready to get stuff done, checklist.
I need to buy some more of that.
I know. If anybody knows anywhere to get good golden goat, please let us
know. It's hard to find golden goat, I feel like.
I know. And Sunday Extract, I actually just had their cured resin cartridge and it was golden goat and it was so good. I literally went through it in a week. It was really strong.
I love that. But then I also like love the flower.
I know.
Like it is not, concentrates are not the same as smoking flower to me.
And I remember when we had Willie's Reserve in Colorado, mm-hmm. that golden goat, that was my first time to actually have it. And it was, that's when I fell in love.
We're going to get more of it soon.
We have to.
Woohoo. Anyways, so strains with this terpene, like we said, golden goat, a ghost train haze, have never tried that one actually. Wow. Orange cookies, Dutch treat, XJ13, never had, nor have I ever heard of that one.
Really?
Golden pineapple and Jack Herrera, which is a very popular one. And apparently it's 1 in 10 strains. Apparently about 1 in 10 strains is terpenylene dominant. If that kind of like puts it into perspective, I feel like,
That's,
you know,
very
like
little.
It's rare. So yeah. 1 in 10 strains is that dominancy.
Yeah.
Whenever I feel like, yeah, that's crazy. We're all learning here. Anyways, I think it's impressive and it has a lot of like capabilities of producing like hundreds of different cannabinoids.
That's really cool.
I know.
Wow. Terpenylene, yeah. Guys. Terpenylene. Give it up for Brand.
Thank you. Self claps.
So pinene, that is what I'm covering today. And what is pinene, you guys are wondering? Well, all of the terpenes we've talked about thus far are pretty common in day-to-day, except for terpenylene. In day-to-day, but also cannabis. Pinene reminds me of like the forest, outdoorsy, woodsy.
It's one of my like favorite smells.
Yeah, I love.
I feel like you find it in like guy's cologne, like yes. something that's like a musty, yes. like a earthy. Like I feel like pinene is like,
Yeah, I do love that smell and I do agree with that. It has very earthy and undertones and flavors actually is the next thing I was going to say. Pinene is found in plants such as dill, basil, rosemary, and parsley.
Really potent things.
Yes. Like very flavorful
smelly,
things.
Yeah.
And it also can be found in orange peels, which I actually didn't think about that.
I guess that kind of, okay, this is maybe a bad comparison, but you know, like in the fall when people have like oranges and cinnamon sticks.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That kind of reminds me.
Okay, that's actually a good comparison, I would say.
Yeah, like or they like fall. Put them in a bowl.
Yeah.
Or something.
I'm going to smell an orange the next time I see one and see if I smell piney.
The next time you see one because we don't have them.
Out in the wild. But obviously pine trees are piney as well.
Yes.
Oh man. But so this terpene, what is it good for? It's really good for pain and inflammation, which I feel like is very common amongst most of the terpenes, which is nice because when you combine it with other terpenes, for example, like limonene and myrcene, it's like daytime pain is the best way to do it. So you can function during the day, but also cure your pain. So that's kind of how you put terpenes together when you're looking at terpene profiles or when you ask somebody, hey, like, can I see this? So that's kind of how you determine what time of the day and all the things that it's going to be good for. But anyways, it's also really good for anxiety and cancer. And it has said to help respiratory issues, which I always find with every terpene that I have talked about, there is always one underlying thing, which it's interesting that they say respiratory because I would not think that with yes. cannabis. And
yeah, because if you're like inhaling smoke,
exactly.
You're kind of like, what?
But yeah. then it's probably also the method that you do it, not just yeah. obviously smoking. But
you still get so many medicinal benefits
totally.
From inhaling the smoke, which all the terpenes and cannabinoids have in the plant. So I yeah. can see why it's not, you look past just smoke in your lungs. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it also depends on how you're inhaling it too. There's so many, I mean, you don't just have to smoke a pipe or hit the bong or smoke a joint. You can do a PAX vapor. You can do a, I'm just blanking on the name. Oh, a volcano. That's what I have. And I really enjoy that. So there's different ways to consume for you to get all of the benefits. But anyways, kind of went on a tangent there, but respiratory issues. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. And if you have respiratory issues, then that might be something to look into and do a little bit of research. But it's also been said to be really good for boosting memory, which it, while I was reading about this, it said that there was a lot of studies that people and doctors and scientists mm-hmm. had done that it was good for Alzheimer's, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. It,
If we could get more elderly people to smoke cannabis.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just be educated.
I'm just thinking like a nursing home. Yeah. Like what if you were to walk in a nursing home and everyone is just blowing down?
I know. I wonder if in states like Seattle and Colorado, they have like cannabis specific nursing homes where that's how do healing. We should do research. That's actually really cool.
Because I'm just thinking like, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia and all that. Like people in nursing homes, a lot of people have those issues. Yeah. And I just,
I remember when I went to Nature's Key one time to pick up, I went to Nature's Key. I can't remember who the lady was, but she said that they were like I don't know how true this is, but she said that they were doing studies with patients who had Alzheimer's and it was helping them, but they were doing like a 25 CBD to 1 THC and it helped because it helped slow them down. Like they were
like edibles.
Yeah. They were patients. Taking edibles. Yeah. I guess it wasn't really a study, but I'm sure they were working with patients to see
an experiment.
Yeah. And, just that little bit of THC with all that CBD helped slow their minds down. So like all the irritation that they feel with Alzheimer's and forgetting, they can actually like hone in and focus on one thing.
Wow. That would be cool to like be somebody who was like a cannabis medicine nurse or something. And you like walked into the nursing homes and you helped, you helped certain people like figure out a plan of like what worked best for them. And you got them their cannabis and like they got to partake and like, isn't that be awesome?
That would be
instead
really
of
cool.
like them walking
really
around with like their pills, like their little thing and like the little white things that you put your ketchup in at Brahms, like those have your pills in it and they like time to take your pill.
Yeah.
And they just like freaking put it in their mouth. Like what if it was cannabis related instead?
Well, what if that exists though? We should, we need to do research.
If
that
not,
would be really cool.
We need to jump in.
I know.
Anybody? Wow. Sharing our ideas on national TV.
Okay.
Oh, man. Continue and tell us all about pinene.
Okay. So strains that Brandon's got my train of thought messed up here.
Strains
that you can look for that are high in pinene. Blue Dream, which is actually what we just smoked before this. Harlequin, Critical Mass, and OG Kush, which OG Kush was also found in another one of the terpenes, and I want to say it was myrcene.
Critical Mass? I've never heard of that.
Really?
Critical Mass?
Yeah, we've had it at our dispensary twice.
I've never heard of Critical Mass in my life.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, so, I mean, guys, the reason that we did this terpene talk was to educate you guys, but also... not reiterate, but what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, Saba.
Not like signify, but just like...
Signify.
I don't know the word I'm looking for, but pretty much just to voice the importance of knowing your terpenes and your...
Searching for your medicine, what suits your body the best.
Yes, and asking your budtenders and local dispensaries for the test results so that you can see what terpenes are for you and why your flower smokes the way it does. And are you looking for a daytime pain relieving? Are you looking for a nighttime sleep medicine? Like, what are you really looking for? So that's why we did this. Sorry, that was a ramble.
No, and that is good, Saab. That is very well said. And to close out this episode, we really just appreciate you listening to our terpene talk series. And we hope that we were able to give you some insight on what terpenes are, how they work, and how they benefit our bodies, and just how wonderful they are, period.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for terpenes, we wouldn't have a beautiful cannabis plant that smells, tastes, and targets our bodies. So shout out to Mother Nature.
Shout out.
Shout out, Mother Nature. We all love her.
Smoke weed every day.
Bam!
That was the perfect time. We haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, guys, stay tuned for the next Cannabis Hangout episode. And as always,
stay medicated.